nice order that no one can find.
Cool. All right, so here we are.
Recording
the audio. Homework, okay.
I'm pretty sure I will suck really bad if we play that new game.
You know what? I think it's going to be better than you think it is. I'm actually kind of excited for
it. Well, I mean, you know Mad Gab, right?
Yeah.
What's Mad Gab?
It's going to be like that.
What's Mad Gab?
Mad Gab is a game.
Don't pretend like you know what it is.
Well, I do. It's that game that you play when you're a kid and you get it at a dime store. Well, not a dime store.
What?
Oh, you mean you don't know. You, mean
Mad
you don't even know about Mad Gab.
No. She said Mad Gab.
Mad Gab.
Oh.
Mad Gab.
See.
In the orange box.
Yes, the orange box, the one where it's just a bunch of gibberish, but if you say it with a very clear
yes.
tonality, you could hear what they're actually trying to say.
Yes, like...
It's a lot like that.
I'm a love machine, and it's just I'm a love machine?
Yeah.
Or whatever the hell they do.
Yeah,
that was a really
actual
good
words, but
Mad
Gab. You know, combined into that. So it, what I did is, for all of the songs that we're using, I tried to find songs that people didn't submit because they're stupid, the ones that actually sound like they're pretty close to what they should be.
Gotcha.
Oh. So it's going to be
so
like a
legitimate...
So did
you find like some database that has a bunch
yeah.
of songs that...
KissThisGuy.com.
Yes.
Okay.
Wait, what? There's like a whole website with... Is
with
this songs
user
that...
User-submitted popular songs...
That people constantly get the words wrong on?
With well, what happens is people submit their story of, here's what they thought it was, and here's the actual... And so there are some of them where it's just like, bullshit makes no sense. And then there are ones that I found that make some sense, but I still need to write out the last three songs. And I need...
So like that one, I don't even know the band. That one trucker song.
Right. Headphones.
A rip-up record Ruth. No. Motor in the night. Blinded.
Oh,
yeah. Something about a like deuce.
Exactly. Something...
Yeah,
who's a deuce?
Yeah.
Someone's a deuce. I dropped a deuce MoMA in the night. Blinded
no,
by
actually,
the light.
At work, I was having the whole conversation with this like a year ago with my friend, and she actually told me what the lyrics were.
Well, I don't know what they are,
and I forgot them.
I think it has, a...
and it went back to douche like
well,
within 15.
Well, I think it, well, I think it actually has everything to do with a model of classic car.
Yeah, it's like revved up like a deuce or something.
Yeah, it was like
oh.
a Chevy some odd from like 66 or some creed. I have
wasn't
really
there,
no idea.
Wasn't
I'm
there also
the
like a deuce
right
coupe?
Could be.
You
like,
know
there,
what?
There is a thing as such as a deuce coupe. That's for sure.
Wasn't that in a Beach Boys song?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah.
Just kind of bring this full circle to like confirmation. Beach Boys. You know Beach Boys. I'll just throw it your way.
Well, look at that. We're solving mysteries.
And it is a collective thing, so you may know one piece of the puzzle, but not the entire puzzle.
Oh, okay.
So honestly,
I started listening to the podcast explanation at work.
Thing, yeah.
And I got...
10 minutes in, maybe?
Not even.
Hmm.
I don't get a lunch break, so
we had it.
I get as long as it takes me to eat lunch break.
We had it going pretty well, probably
the state
about
of Minnesota.
40 minutes in.
That's the technical definition for the state of Minnesota.
Well, and I'll be honest, I was trying to listen, and it kind of made my head hurt, so I went and played Ticket to Ride.
Your head hurt.
trying to follow along with rules as they're being crafted in our minds.
Yeah. I was like,
so
I don't have the kind of patience for this
so
right
this
now.
This is a pretend game.
This is a game that
up.
we just, like,
Mayanna
came up with it essentially, or the core of it, on Wednesday. Was it Wednesday or was that a Tuesday?
It was...
I don't even remember.
Wednesday.
Probably Wednesday. So, came up with it on Wednesday, shot me a Facebook message, hey, check out this site, something, something, something. I'm going to talk to Adam when we come your way. And then... By the time the show was done, we just kind of jumped into it and just crafted it as we went.
That's super
and
cool.
So that's why I'm making cards, is because I tried to do it on the fly last time, and there are lots of silent moments.
Okay, dead air is bad. Let's not
Which
do
is why
air.
I was like, I don't have the patience for this right now.
Right.
You can't listen to 25
guys,
minutes of
just,
dead air.
Well, that was...
I couldn't do it.
That was definitely...
I had too much stuff going on.
A rough... run through a rough draft.
But fun.
Rough.
But
yes.
fun.
It was still fun, definitely.
But I at least had the gist of what the game was from as long as I'd listened, and I was like...
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're thinking we're going to roll it out in the episode this week?
No, this would be another bonus track. It's just that I want to be somewhat prepared for it, so I can at least write out, you know, artist name, song name stuff, and I can do the misheards in between... You know, as we do one of our breaks.
Okay,
I just wanted
cool.
to, you know, do like little increments because I did all of this as soon as I got home.
I could see this game being really great.
I really wish there was an accessible database for it that was functional, because the site sucks. Like, site is crap, but I wish there was some easy way to manage it, like even bookmarking all the pages, but
What's the oldies station around
here? Cool 108.
Cool 108. Just listen to Cool 108 for 4 hours. I'm pretty sure you'll come up with at least a half a dozen.
I was trying to come up with some that seemed authentic in a way, like you could go out somewhere and find it rather than it's just us making shit up.
Oh yeah, for example, right off the top of my head, I go that Blue Guy song. Remember from like high school?
Yeah,
the I'm Blue. The I'm Blue song. Like, what are the actual lyrics to that song? Like, I got lectured this morning, 2 mornings ago. So, getting dressed, my girlfriend goes, "You're singing it wrong." I'm just humming in the shower, and she's getting on my case. "You're singing it wrong." "Oh? And what are the lyrics?" And neither of us could really agree on what it was.
I mean, I don't know. I know the chorus. I don't know any other part.
The popular lyrics that I've heard for the chorus that a friend of mine told me about it were... "I'm blue. If I was green, I would die."
No, that's what I was saying. Like, that's what we...
That's what you thought it was?
That's what I
thought it was. No, it's just a bunch of phonetic sounds. Like,
well, that's what she said.
It's like dabba-dee dabba-die.
Then I said that, and she said that was wrong as well. Dabu-dee dabu-die is wrong.
Really?
Did anybody get on, like, A to Z lyrics?
Okay, well, we're not going to... I was in the shower. I mean, I might...
Every time you're wrong, I'm going to flush the toilet.
This is getting to be a little... gutsy. Didn't they do that? Flush the toilet.
on
I don't know what you're talking about.
Nickelodeon guts?
Nickelodeon gut. I have no idea.
No.
Yes, they forced somebody into a shower, stripped him down first, because you know it's a kid's show. Stripped him down, threw him in the shower.
Was that hosted by that Summers guy?
Mark Summers. Yeah. Family Double Dare.
Oh, awesome show, by the way. I still watch reruns of that.
Of Double Dare or Guts?
On Double Dare. No, I have it on VHS.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Like, you have a VHS player that...
No, I was recorded. Well, yes, I actually still have a VHS player because I'm still converting all of my VHS into DVDs.
See, I would just rip it straight to the computer.
Yeah, skip the DVD.
But then that way you can take it to other people, and if, you know...
This isn't for other
people. You can keep circulating the tapes.
This is for me. These are like what I did on a Saturday afternoon. I would watch them and record them and then watch them and try to get on the show.
Yeah, I remember when... what's that show? I even have a couple episodes of it. The one where celebrities are trying to guess whatever somebody's talent is. With the giant head and...
I remember the show.
This rings vague bells.
Are you...
Vague.
Okay. It's
what's it called? I have it on my computer.
Yeah, you have all of those shows.
With Summer Sanders.
Summer Sanders. And the black guy who had like one name.
What
was that announcer? It was that 90s 2000 thing. It's like, yeah, I'm gonna be like Oprah, but wacky and Jamaican.
I can remember the
wait, I actually remember this guy.
Summer Sanders.
Yeah. What do you do?
Oh,
what is your talent?
Who done it?
It was a question.
It was a celebrity, and they had like four different people up in front of them, and they had to guess which one of them had the talent.
What happened was a kid would come on, some, you know, regular kid would show up, and then there would be four Nickelodeon TV show stars of sorts.
Oh god.
And then they'd basically play, you know, fill in the blanks, try to figure out what this person is doing based on... Is a combination of pantomime, yes and no questions, and other things.
Random clues.
And there's a secret word where if somebody said the secret word or did the secret action, then
they
get
slimed.
Okay, I'm still waiting for this to load, so just go like that, and we'll get back.
Figure it out.
That's the one.
It was called Figure It Out.
That's the one.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wish I had your memory.
Yeah.
We all failed that test a couple seconds ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
Better than mine.
You have to empty your mind and then fill it with the correct answer.
Okay, Zen Master Adam.
So, yeah. That's all you have to do.
Since everyone has played with their phones at least once, on silent.
Oh, yeah. Silence.
And then if it is silence, I would recommend getting it off the table.
Oh, because it'll vibrate. Yeah. All right.
And I'm going to do this because this is starting to...
Oh, good phone. Well-behaved phone. Already on silent.
There we go.
Are those Legos for everybody?
Yeah. Oh.
Now don't crinkle and crack into the mic now with your
Yeah, I kind of heard
your
that.
Legos.
Oh, with the Legos. I thought you were talking about Dan's neck.
Well, that too. I did hear that.
Yeah. My nitrogen bubble buildup was getting too much. Yeah, I have like 5 or 6 episodes of Figure It Out. But I was also convinced that it was a question. Like, I was dead sold on it.
Yeah.
But it just seemed like the kind of thing that would be a question.
Yeah. It was, I think they did a parody of it on All That, too, which is kind of...
I used to love All That.
I have a couple episodes of that, too.
It was All That.
Though, the original, the...
I'm intrigued.
Kenan and Kel and Lori Beth Dimberg and...
Good Burger.
Oh, I'm so happy. Good Burger.
Oh, and
Amanda Bynes was still
Amanda
on.
Amanda Bynes still. Didn't she have her own show by then, though?
Amanda.
No,
Bynes.
She
didn't have it yet.
She was on All That first, and then got her own show.
But was it this?
She wasn't part of the original cast.
Yeah, I was gonna say like, it was like the second iteration of All That.
Yeah, because there was the short girl, the vaguely hot girl, and then Lori Beth Dimberg, and then. There was a guy.
And then that person.
I love how Lori Beth Denberg was not the vaguely hot girl.
No, she was the big lady. She was the biggin. And then there was Kenan and Kel and the white guy who acted a lot like Adam Sandler mixed with Ben Stiller, big ears.
Yeah.
That guy.
That guy.
And then, there was the black girl whose name I don't remember either. And I swear there's another
one. I just
remembered
who the biggin was. Like, her face just all of a sudden, bam.
It helps that she's been in so much and she does not age.
It's true. She looks exactly the same still.
She's one of those people.
That's her superpower.
Who am I missing?
Eternal youth.
No one I can think of.
That's a what, not a who. Eternal youth is a what. Never mind.
I thought that was her power.
Though I did read an article recently
said,
that
am I missing?
Kenan has no interest of being seen with Kel for fear that it will draw back to his former career rather than establish him as the solo person he is on Saturday Night Live, which I think is stupid because people loved Kenan and Kel.
It's true.
Just like how Kel loved orange soda.
Hmm.
No one's going to go for... No? Okay.
No, mind. I didn't want to be that guy.
Is it true?
No, it's not true.
I do. I still remember.
That's because you've watched it recently.
Well, not really recently. I never bought those episodes because I did watch one a while ago on some pirated crappy site, and the plot was really shitty. Like, it was really, there are some key moments like, yes, this is fantastic, but otherwise, it's just like, why the fuck are they doing this?
Because they can. It was the 90s.
I guess.
I mean, look at the TV shows they were
the
making.
Crazy
they got away
90s.
With murder. I can't believe any of us watched that stuff back then. Well, I guess
not?
I can.
Why not? Yeah, why not?
I don't know.
What else was there to watch?
There were some fantastic Saturday morning cartoons in the 90s.
There was some really good stuff.
Well, of course,
and then there was some.
Well, that's when we were kids.
Well, yeah.
Hey, I own Tailspin.
And I've been binging the hell out of Recess.
The original Ninja Turtles animated series.
Oh, there we go. Now we're into territory. I understand.
X-Men.
Oh, God, X-Men every freaking day.
Every Saturday.
DuckTales? Anybody DuckTales?
After school. DuckTales, definitely.
Yeah. I mean, I remember when South Park
and the Magic Lamp movie that's unavailable anywhere.
Oh, yeah. I have it on VHS.
Really?
I think Emily has it on VHS,
too. I'll convert
it
to DVD.
Yes. We are saved.
So
Hooray.
Does your converter thing not care if the tab thing is broken?
It's just, I really...
Or do you do the video production style, just hook it up?
None of my tabs are broken. I don't pull my tabs.
Well, no, I mean on professionally produced videos, they take off the tabs.
Well, like you just pull the tabs so you can't write over it.
Oh, that's what that's for.
That's what it's for.
I thought that was just like you can't do anything with it except play.
Well, essentially you can play it. You can't record on it any longer. But no, all my tabs are actually still intact. I actually discovered that I taped over quite a few things. So, like halfway.
Oops.
Yeah. I had it, actually, unfortunately, I taped E.T. on HBO, I think. Some movie channel back in the day. I taped over 3/4 of it.
With what?
Oops. I think it was like Sesame Street or some awful thing like that.
Definitely worth it. I can tell.
We had basic cable.
It'd be an interesting transition, like a shot of E.T., kind of transitioning lazily into a shot of Big Bird.
Oh, yeah, totally lazily, like that. Staticky and kind of like overlaying. Yeah. And like, oh, what?
What? Ah!
The later of the day. Anyway.
Some of the only videos that my dad had were, I don't know if I think I might have said this on the podcast before, but it was Top Gun.
Knew that one.
Top Gun. Yeah, of course you did. Taped off 80s television and the season finale or the series finale of MASH and Footloose. All taped off 80s television.
Nice.
Those were
I'd say those are staples.
Those were those. Well, I watched those many times.
Series finale of MASH. That one, if I were to watch any episode of MASH, it probably wouldn't be that one.
Would never be the last season at all, so let's just be honest.
Yeah. Let's see, I want to watch like the really dark and depressing episode, not one of the funny, lighthearted episodes.
Of course. Yeah.
I mean, you know, everyone kills chickens.
Ugh, I mean, some people like that. I don't know. I wasn't
some,
even really...
Some people are crazy.
I wasn't even self-aware by the time MASH ended.
Oh, yeah, no, I've seen all this stuff recently, thanks to Dave.
Yeah.
I just show up at his house. MASH was on.
MASH is on.
See, we own a lot of the seasons of MASH on DVD at my house.
I think Dave has the Foot Locker special edition thingy.
Oh, yeah. We were doing them like one at a time as they released them. So I think we have like four out of the Kabillion seasons. And of course, I actually remember my folks watching the series finale of MASH and come like wandering into the room and they're like, "What are you doing? You're supposed to be in bed." And I'm like, "What are you watching?" And they're crying.
This episode's so bad. What's wrong? I'm glad this show is ending.
And then years later, I found the recording.
And did you cry?
Yes. Of course I cried. I haven't seen it in years, though. I'd probably still cry. Mm. It's sad.
I haven't seen it.
I love Hawkeye.
I may never see it.
No.
We're all like,
eh.
Yeah.
All right.
No. No. Maybe no.
That's good enough for me.
Not to switch gears like super, super hard, but is anyone going to WrestleMania?
No.
Wow.
Nope.
Not a single one, and you're all friends of Dave's.
Well, when is WrestleMania?
I don't actually know, but I was invited to go.
It's one.
He was trying to figure out when it was.
I got was. A little bit. A little bit.
It was one of those things where whenever Dave had any of his like pay-per-view showings of it...
Everyone was there.
Everyone was there, but I was there facing the other direction talking to most of the girls that were there who right. also didn't care.
We would strategically show up like an hour and a half late.
Yeah, I never understood why the women ever showed up.
Because Dave would always turn it into, let's watch wrestling and celebrate my birthday at the same time.
Fair enough.
Right.
Fair yep. enough.
Fair so enough. I never... In fact... Last time he did that, I successfully did not watch 1 minute of wrestling. I stayed upstairs and played Ticket to Ride and other various.
And I always came.
The boyfriend
the
disappeared too. And yeah. came back a few hours later and was like, "You didn't see any wrestling," and I'm like, "And I love it."
That was the Royal better. Rumble.
Yeah.
When we had Dave's birthday thing, and yeah, I remember being upstairs playing board games yeah. with the ladies
eating.
And.
Mm-hmm.
And a few gentlemen, and then coming back down after the Royal Rumble is over, and I just was like, "Who won?" And they're like, "John Cena." And I was like, "Well, yeah,
yeah,
I could have told you that." And then I went back upstairs.
Sans reason.
And then slowly they all crept back upstairs.
The only things I can handle from wrestling, it's a celebrity death match, because Claymation's cool.
Yeah.
Mm. And then Ready to Rumble with... what's his name? Arquette. David Arquette?
David Arquette.
Oh, the movie?
Yeah.
Where he's like, "Wrestling's not fair!" Like that.
Yeah, and Oliver Platt is like an overweight wrestler.
Huh, okay.
The king. I will rule you.
All right.
It's just like great slapstick. Unfortunately, there's wrestling involved, but I can get past
it. What about Nacho Libre?
Never saw it, but it's available on Netflix, and I still won't see it.
I was
I'm with you.
I was
I think it's going to give me nightmares.
Mildly amused by good portions of that film.
Mildly amused by portions. Yeah, that was a selling point.
I'm a huge Black fan, so I'll watch it.
Yeah.
I've never watched it.
I mean, there were...
I still haven't.
The movie had its moments.
But it's available on Netflix.
Yeah, I saw it. It was in the preview.
Yeah.
Well, I know...
This is so often the case.
I didn't have to see the movie.
You didn't know. You never really do. What's wrong with you?
It's becoming more and more common, I feel like, that they're giving away all the good stuff.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on the quality of the movie.
Yeah.
Right.
If it's a crap movie, then they're going to lay it all on the line in the trailer in hopes that that'll be enough to get someone
to come in and then be like, right. And then be disappointed.
speaking of shitty
trailers. But
they
will have already paid for the movie. So.
Speaking of shitty trailers, the trailer for Disney's Planes has come out.
It has?
Planes?
Yes. Planes.
Please tell me this isn't just cars in the sky.
Guess what? You just figured out the
plot.
What
did I just do? Have I revealed it? I'm sorry, Disney.
Oh, no.
And it still revolves around racing.
Disney.
What else are you
going to
do with vehicles?
It's just Disney.
We're going to give Craig more ideas.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, it's a kid's movie. You watched Thomas the Trank Engine for how many years?
The Trank Engine.
You know what I mean? I don't know how many times I actually watched that. Like,
really?
I
am I the only one?
No, I watched Thomas the Train Engine.
Or at least I didn't watch the parts with the trains. I watched the parts with George Carlin, Ringo Starr, and the jukebox puppets.
Yeah, that was pretty cool too.
And Alec Baldwin was also
because you knew who all those people were when you
point.
Were how old.
Hey, I knew that it was Ringo Starr.
Okay, Ringo Starr, but that's because he had that nasty-ass mustache.
Well, yeah, it's kind
of
giving away.
I knew it was George Carlin because I'm pretty sure one of my parents pointed it out to me.
Well, it's because you got cool parents.
They try.
The Whalen blood is
but, I mean,
trendy.
Even with the shit that was Cars 2 that... is like the low point for that.
I mean, still, I mean, I've watched them. I have a younger sister. I've watched them.
Yeah.
I didn't expect them to be good.
For me, Pixar
wasn't
has
like
kind
angry
of
when
this,
they,
well,
when
Disney
they
Pixar
on.
Kind of has a nice.
You're right. They have a high quality
most of the time. They're not DreamWorks.
They're not DreamWorks. Well, DreamWorks isn't that bad.
DreamWorks is on the upswing, but they did stuff like Shark's Tale.
Shark's Tale.
Yeah, and then they made Shrek 2 and 3. And I think maybe even 4.
Would you?
No, because then they started calling it like Puss in Boots and
Puss in Boots is
Donkey something.
That was actually, I don't know. And that was
Donkey
a guilty
Punch
pleasure
the movie.
Oh god! I was thinking it. You said it.
Yeah. had to go there.
Yeah.
They run out of ideas, so they're all just.
It's a franchise. You gotta milk it till it's gone. They made money on every movie.
It's the American way.
It is the British way.
It's not the British way, though. The British will...
run a season and then end a show that's perfectly fine.
Yeah. They'll end it early and everyone will be like, that's it? I want more!
Carry on.
When are you going to make more? Unless it's Doctor Who. Then they'll be making Doctor Who until...
It's kind of one or the other.
Armageddon. Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much. I mean, you look at...
Well, at the same time, they do replace him like every 2 seasons.
Yeah. Look at...
keeps it fresh.
It's a new show every time.
The UK version of The Office and the American version of The Office.
Yeah, like that was... That's...
UK version, 3 seasons, all good. American version, 3 seasons, good. And now they're still on the air and... I don't watch it anymore.
Well, I guess I've only watched up to the 4th season of The American Office anyway.
Yeah.
I've watched like 7 episodes.
I think
it's getting really good for me. For me, I feel like I'm in a time capsule. You can unearth me when I'm done.
There was a main plot line involving Jim and Pam.
Of course.
And once that kind of started to resolve itself.
Well, then what else do you have, though?
Then it's like...
That's because we're American. We love our rom-coms.
It lost its momentum, I felt like.
See, I really loved the British... I didn't watch the first season, but I really enjoyed what I saw. It was... It didn't transfer with Steve Carell.
Yeah.
It just didn't.
Though Gervais, I remember way back in the day, first season, when he still had very visible hair plugs. That's all I remember about that
when
show.
He was super
Steve Carell?
Yes.
Yeah, he was super greasy and he had really awful hair plugs. I mean, they're fine now.
Yeah.
But...
all of his office money has finally, you know, made its way up here.
Attaboy. Good decision.
Hey, I mean, receding is receding.
Oh, yeah. I know. I know.
I'm catching whiffs of it up here. It's fun. It's really, it's getting really high. You notice it? It's getting real high.
Was it Widow's something?
Widow's Peak.
Widow's Peak.
I call it the Vegeta head. Okay, that's what that whole show was. That's
pretty
what
much.
All, like 80% of Dragon Ball Z was screaming.
It was yelling. Topical.
Cream?
Have you watched... No. Related to our subject matter, actually. Dragon Ball Z Abridged.
Wait,
on
what?
YouTube. Have you watched this?
I like anything abridged.
It's incredible. It's incredible. They did the first two seasons, so you've got like the
what was it? The free garlic and
Frieza, his series
Piccolo.
Is there. And Vegeta's first visit to Earth.
Vegeta
when Goku dies and everything, but it's
anyway. Is this over your head? Is this zipping
right
past
your
thinning hair?
Oh well.
I never got anywhere near it.
Really?
Never.
See,
you, even if you're not familiar with Dragon Ball Z,
I know the concept of lots of screaming and glowing and I believe
the
there's a dragon
level
involved.
Of yeah. Saiyan. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's the whole. I loved it.
But you don't even have to be a fan of Dragon Ball Z to appreciate Dragon Ball Z Abridged because it's that funny. It's just joke after joke, making fun of the show and also just...
Making fun of anime in general, probably.
Making fun of anime in general and just saying hilarious things.
Anime
and,
in general, though a humongous fan, is absolutely ridiculous. I'm currently watching a series called Speed Grapher.
Oh, yeah.
It's about this guy who gets transformed in some way by a kiss from a young teenage girl.
It's those damn teenage girls.
Apparently, it drives these Japanese men insane. I have no idea. Anyway, he gets kissed by this girl, and then he gets the power to photograph anything and then make it blow up.
Wait,
that is the premise of the show.
Wait. He can make the picture blow up or the thing in the picture.
So imagine I'm him and I take your picture. A moment later, you simply explode. Whatever was in the frame explodes.
So it's
vaporizes in a burst of combustion.
What's the name of that Dorian Gray, I think? Like the guy who like kept his age in a painting, but it's like that at a very accelerated pace.
I guess so, kind
of. Which is like, go live in the paint, boom, you're gone.
Except... has a lot. The premise has to do with the desire and all these things. He was like a Vietnam photographer, and so he photographed. It's really complicated and super odd. But that like is it's like that's an anime, just super odd
yeah.
premises.
I
they
watched
create huge series revolving around the most bizarre premise.
What if he took a picture of a TV with something on the screen? Would the TV blow
the
up?
The TV would blow up.
That's stupid.
It's what's in the frame. It's what's in the frame.
Exactly. The TV screen is.
I remember watching the first episode of that on Netflix and being like, what the fuck is this?
Well, it's actually, I've watched about seven episodes. And it's entertaining as heck. I love it. I mean, it all revolves around this whole poetic view of desire, which I appreciate, which is actually the only reason I stuck around.
Yeah.
Which is the only reason you really watch anime is because they usually have some sort of odd poetic center idea.
Yeah.
And the art is pretty fantastic.
Or it's just action.
Or it's just action and lots of screaming.
Yeah.
Anyway.
This would actually be, I'm assuming
we're,
things.
We're good,
yeah,
mic check wise.
We don't want to burn out anymore. We have some good content that we don't want to burn through. So beverages and such, bathroom.
Yes, sir.
God, I need to get a Q-tip. My hair is driving me crazy.
Oh, God. I've heard the Q-tips only make it worse.
Oh, no, I'm smart about it. I just go around. I don't poke in, you know. I'm so
good. I just, work my way around. I don't go all the way in. And she thanks me afterwards.
I'm so great at innuendos. It's like they
just come out of you.
They just materialize. I get excited and there they are.
And there they are.
You're welcome.
I get excited. Whatever, I'm gonna stop.
I had a stroking joke. It wasn't really going to flail that well. my phone's ringing.
Sometimes you just got to let it breathe. That joke of yours. Give it some space. Anyway.
You don't want it to smell... Wait, that was bad.
Have you in your travels through anime...
Ooh, I love anime talks.
Come across Gurren Lagann yet?
Of course,
okay,
Gurren
good.
Lagann.
Good, good.
Of course, Gurren Lagann. Come on,
isn't it amazing?
Well, I've watched it twice.
Okay,
I'm a
okay.
huge fan. I don't actually know the names of the characters, though. Don't even ask.
Yeah,
they're forgettable for that very reason.
Yoko?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I get that.
Yeah.
But isn't his name like Saya or
Shimon?
Simon.
Yeah.
Simon and
did you watch it in Japanese or English?
English. I watched it on Netflix.
Okay.
And I actually almost subscribed to Crunchyroll, which I found on Xbox.
Yeah.
Have you subscribed to that?
No, I.
I don't think it's worth the money because I can find all the ones I want to watch online already.
Yeah. I torrented Gurren Lagann and I actually found HD. Versions of it, so really
see,
nice.
That must have been great.
Yeah, and it was Japanese with English dubs, which was
which is the best. Which is the best?
Yeah, it was better.
Oh, it's always better.
Not always.
So, who saw the new
Cowboy Bebop?
The new Evangelion trailer?
No, I was gonna say the what's it? The Miyazaki.
He's got a new one. What is it?
It's coming out in like
soonish.
April?
But it's like
that sounds like a weird time to release a movie.
World War II Japan.
Yeah, it looks super sick.
Kind of weird.
Oh, dude, it's gonna be a masterpiece. Are you kidding?
No, it's gonna be a masterpiece, but it's gonna be kind of that. I don't know how everyone's supposed to feel about this one.
Oh, but that's not the best.
Died in the war.
I revert to my previous statement. What the fuck is this?
Yeah, but that's sort of it's an orientation you have to go through.
Yes. Cowboy Bebop is the gateway drug of anime.
Oh, good God. Well, that or Dragon Ball Z. You come from either end of the spectrum.
Never watched Cowboy Bebop, the show. I did watch the movie, though.
You know what you need to... If you enjoyed the movie especially, the soundtrack is divine.
Yeah.
The music
All
makes
of,
that show.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Oh, good God. And that's
but
half the
not,
thing is...
It's not just the music.
Well, of course not. Yeah. Of course not. Well, and that's the thing with anime, too, is I think it's far more of an art form than animation in America is, necessarily,
yeah.
I mean, considered-wise. Mm. And the scores on some of my favorite anime are just, even Gurren Lagann.
Yeah.
It's pretty fantastic.
Definitely.
Scored
yeah.
stuff. I mean,
it's
every Final
epic.
Fantasy game is...
Yeah.
Ugh, I have every single soundtrack to every Final Fantasy game. It's so awful. And I will be unashamed to admit that I play it during my Dungeons & Dragons nights.
That's nothing to be ashamed about. It's okay. We can have a mini support group.
A support group, okay, to
listen to your video game music.
Oh God!
Especially
I love
when
it.
You're playing D&D. Come on, that's the place
D&D.
To do it.
That and I'll put my buddy has a mix. Has a mix of all the Final Fantasy and all the really good like Halo, all the really well scored video games. Including Zelda. He has all the clips from the Zelda music from Ocarina of Time. And it's like, you know, they're 15-second bits.
I have that one and
those
I have Majora's Mask.
Dance.
Yeah.
And then it's over.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like over. You're just done. You do Saria's song. You're just like...
Yeah.
Anyway.
The windmill song.
Oh, it's the best. Oh, God. That one just stuck in my head at night.
Yeah.
Because I just...
Holy crap. Have you seen... There's a video of a... ridiculously good cosplay of the windmill guy.
Oh, that's creepy.
Yeah.
Oh, I've seen that.
Yeah.
It was outside some kind of convention and there's just a guy and he's got the music box and he's turning the lever and the
oh, come on, really?
The cone is actually
spinning.
Going around in a circle and the music is actually coming out
that's
of the cone.
Super creepy.
And it's like super loud and he's just like grooving and he's like
oh, I would buy that music box online. I probably would buy that cosplay costume from him.
It's fantastic.
I assume there are music boxes that are based around Zelda.
Oh, of course there are. No, to be honest, I only just started playing Ocarina of Time for the very first time.
Wow.
My girlfriend got me an N64, an Ocarina of Time for my birthday.
You've got a great girlfriend.
I have the greatest girlfriend. Yeah. Dude. We gamed last night for 4 hours. For 4 hours.
Where are you?
What's that?
Where are you? I mean,
where are we?
Ocarina of Time.
Are you working through the three?
Okay, this is gonna be embarrassing.
Go ahead.
I just finished the Forest Temple.
You're fine.
Yeah.
Okay, she's played through it at least a dozen times, and she will sit there and watch me playing this and just laugh at me.
Go into a room, leave the room, come back, check it out again,
and then like get so frustrated that I haven't found the trigger to some awful door that she will just sit there and laugh and be like, "Don't worry about it. Go back. No, go back farther. No, trust me. You need to go all the way back. You see that eyeball above that door?
Yeah.
Shoot it
with an arrow.
But I shot it once already. Shoot it again. Why? Because it's open. Am I supposed to be that observant?
I had the playthrough guide.
Yes, exactly, right?
I had the playthrough guide.
She admits she had that too.
But the reason why I had that, the reason I liked it is because it had the music sheet.
Oh, that must have been actually really cool.
It was very helpful. It was just like, yeah, I don't want to go and look in like go into the menu. It's like, oh, that's what that song is. It's like, oh, yeah.
That's solid.
I still remember a couple of the songs just from memory. It's one of those things that'll never leave, and I
of course.
Oh, it's ingrained in my thumb motor skill.
Wasting memory on that.
Not just the air, it's just like the different semicircles. Anyway.
Katie, remember when we played racing games to bring you back into this somehow, some way, since I knew anime wasn't going to do it at all?
Yeah.
Playing racing games?
Oh, yeah, That was like the vector for our relationship.
She would come up to my house.
What racing game?
Let's see. The little...
Let's see.
Tweak your mic up a little bit. Just
did we do Cruising USA? Go,
pretty sure. Like we had at least one. Like
and then there was a remote-controlled video game.
RC
one.
RC car,
yeah.
Beetle Adventure Racing.
Yep.
Always.
And you'll want to bring the windscreen.
Yeah, you want to get it closer.
Like
without touching it.
Pinky's width away from it. Yeah.
There you go.
There you go.
That looks good for
you. How is that? Oh, wow.
Yeah, there's a difference.
Huge quality difference.
There you go.
But now I have to watch my volume.
So racing game. I mean,
racing games.
Realistically, I found that with video games, I don't have the attention span to really commit a lot of time to it. Like, I can do a couple chapters of a section of Left 4 Dead, but I won't play it all the way through because I'll get bored after a while. But I can do a racing game. Like, I can do 3 or 4 tracks and be satisfied, and then I'm done.
See, I'm an addict when it comes to gaming.
I'm getting back into the boxy ones.
Oh, the board games.
Yeah.
You know what I did
yesterday? Those are really hard to do solo.
Oh, no. Here's the thing.
Hold on. He's going to tangent something first, then we'll tangent
back.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah.
I finally finished playing through the main quest of Skyrim after ADDing out... multiple times. I have defeated Alduin.
Oh, see, no, I'm so far ADD'd right now on Skyrim.
Yeah, yeah. You probably haven't beaten the main quest yet either.
I haven't even started it.
Really?
I'm going to beat all the colleges and then I will begin it.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's pretty crazy.
That's what I do every time I do a...
Okay, Frank, you were going to say something.
Elder Scrolls games, board games. I do a board game night with a wonderful gentleman named Justin.
Have you played Elder Sign?
I actually just almost downloaded Elder Sign, but I'm going to acquaint myself with Arkham Asylum first.
Oh.
So that's what this next Thursday. Every Thursday I go in the game, and we do table games all night, and it is just bliss.
Because, yeah, Elder Sign.
There's an Arkham Asylum.
Wait, Elder Sign. Oh, you have the board game.
I have the board game. I also have the app version. I have that, and then I also have it for my computer. I am a horrible person.
See, I thought Elder Sign's the iPod was essentially just a different version of Arkham Asylum.
No. No. Huh? No, this is... What?
Arkham Asylum board game. It's...
Arkham... not Asylum.
Not
Arkham...
Asylum.
God, Dan pulled this out of the air when he was on.
You know what I mean? It's that giant board game. I don't know what it entails. I've never played it.
It's actually a company. Is what it is. It's a
string of board games stuck together by a common storyline, I think.
Yeah, it's all Cthulhu mythos.
Exactly. It's huge.
Yeah.
And it's like they have this particular couple. Love them to death. They are my gaming couple. And they we do this every week, and they have the entirety of the Arkham line, and it's like 13 expansions. I know. They do an Arkham night like once a month, and they like get 15, 20 people together, and they just, it's like all day.
Yeah, this is a smaller, like up to 8 people maybe, yeah, but dice rolling, kind of like Clue